Well, good morning, everybody. This is a completely different show today. Amanda's not with us. Usually you hear Amanda's voice first. But welcome to the Kicking Cancer Cares show. We are actually live down at the Jackman Long Building at the State Fairgrounds. There is a classic car roadster show going on right now. And if you get a chance to come on down to the State Fairgrounds, there are some pretty cool looking cars. You might even see Jen. She's running around with a camera. She'll take your picture. I'm actually looking straight out at an absolutely beautiful blue Camaro. But to my right, I was just recently told this car to my right, $850,000 to restore this car to my right. But yeah, we're at the Roadster Show. So today's Kicking Cancer Cares Show is going to be a little bit different. Amanda is actually taking a little vacation time. She sent me a message this morning. She's over in the Bend area with family. And apparently it's a little bit of snow over there. So those of you here, you woke up to some snow, but there's a lot more snow in Bend. So we just sending our wishes to Amanda, and she's left the whole show to me. So I'm going to apologize for having to listen to me a little bit too much today, but we're going to make this work. It's just really, really cool what's going on down here at the State Fairgrounds. So once again, come on down to the State Fairgrounds, the Jackman Long Building. It's the classic car show. There's there's probably 40 or 50 cars in here. They are absolutely beautiful. There are definitely some classic cars. There's some that are a little more modern cars that are definitely decked out. But usually I have to back up for a second because I'm so excited about these cars. We just really want to give a big shout out to Oddmo's Pizza. And this is the 97th show of the Kicking Cancer Cares show. Mike Selwood and I have been friends for several years. And when the idea came to do a show about cancer and highlighting people's stories and, you know, bringing you some information, Mike believed in that. So we really want to give a big shout out and thank you to Oddmo's as a whole, Mike Sublett personally, for helping you get this show now for 97 weeks. And once again, this does go to podcast. So if you have not had a chance to listen, we're on all the podcast services. Just go to Spotify or Amazon or whatever you use, put in Kicking Cancer Cares. You'll see a picture of me with my finger pointed right at you because you guys are awesome. And then just follow that. We have 180 podcasts out there as well. We always try to give you a recap. And again, last week we had Marla Bunn with us. She's a friend of mine, but also an agent with Country Financial, the Connor Agency in Kaiser. And she just did a great job of sharing some information about life insurance, the need for life insurance, and her own father's story. Now, what's a bit fortuitous about that is I had contacted Marla ahead of time, and we had both agreed to wear a white shirt because her father passed from lung cancer. But what I didn't know at the time was that he had also had skin cancer, and Amanda had chosen to wear black. So when you see our podcast, there's a white shirt, a black shirt, a white shirt, and it is her dad's colors. So that was our show from last week. I just have the pleasure now of adding another speaker. It looks like I'm not going to be by myself for the entire half an hour. The promoter of this show is Greg Roach, and he's going to join us on air here.
Good morning.
Yay. This is a really cool event you have going on, Greg. How many cars are here?
Approximately 105, 110. Okay,
I was way off. I said 50 or 60.
Yeah, no. there's about 50 or 60 at each end.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the oldest car here?
Well, you put me on the spot.
Let me back up.
I know we have a 30 Plymouth, okay. 31 Plymouth, and okay. We might have a 20. We have a 26 Tall T or okay. 26 T bucket okay. T. That's probably the oldest one.
Okay. Now, what I do know, because you told me this a minute ago, I know the most expensive car here.
Well, it probably is the most expensive. We're not going to say the numbers over there, but it's pushing $1 million for one car.
I definitely know someone spent a lot of money restoring that car. You did tell me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we just barely opened the doors, and I would guess there's probably already 30 or 40 people milling around in
here. Yeah, I haven't even looked outside to see how many are lined up, but yeah. But we do pretty good. We get a lot of people through here.
So how many of these type of shows do you do, and how many places do you do them?
You're looking at
This is it. You do this one.
Once a year. 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we're car guys that promote a show.
Okay.
Versus being a promoter that has a car show.
Yes.
We have our own cars, and we used to show our cars a lot indoors. I have a 31 Chevy. I used to show that indoors a lot. And we took everything we didn't like about indoor car shows and got rid of it and changed it and took it and added some things that we liked. The main thing being, we don't judge your cars here.
Okay.
We'll talk a little bit in a few minutes about the Emerald Award and that we judge those. But the rest of the cars, there's 9 cars that are going to get judged, and there's a group of people that are going to judge them.
Okay.
The other 100, roughly 100 cars, they all get the same thing. They get an embroidered, I'm looking to see if anybody's wearing one. We can see the jackets over there. They get an embroidered jacket. Everybody gets the same thing. When you go to most indoor car shows, you pay the same entry fee, and you compete for a plaque.
Okay.
And some get plaques, some don't. With ours, you get a jacket that says Santa Rosa Show. It's all embroidered, kind of like a sweatshirt back there, but it's got a car on it.
Yeah, well, you've got one on your jacket. I see that, too. Well, it's a little smaller version of it. But
yeah, that's actually my car.
No, I don't think anyone sells that one because yours says promoter. So
that does, yeah.
You might be dealing with that one.
So we give everybody the same thing, a jacket. So they're getting a $110 jacket for bringing their car to the show. Now, they pay some money to enter the car to the show.
Sure.
And but if they'll pay as much or more for other shows, and they'll get a plaque, maybe.
Maybe.
And this way they get a jacket. So.
Well, and I'm really thrilled this is an indoor show, because the day would have been a really bad day for an outdoor show.
Yeah. It's not even that great. It's going to be great because it's not snowing now. It's going to warm up. It's going to rain. You know, we kind of like rain.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people to be able to work in their yard today. Come to the car show.
Come to the car show.
Yeah.
So what's entry to the car show? What's the cost to come in?
It's $15 for an adult. 15 and younger are free all weekend.
Okay.
And on Sunday only, we let the ladies in for $5.
Okay.
That's a tradition we started years ago, because years ago our Sunday attendance was just a little weak.
Yeah.
And we thought, what can we do?
And you've been doing this for how many years again?
This is our 18th.
18th year. And if I heard you correctly, you started this because you and a friend of yours have cars, and you wanted to do a show that was car guys knew what a show looked like versus promoters who tried to create a car show.
Well, and a lot of the promoters are, I'm not diminishing anything, a lot of the promoters are car guys.
Nor am I.
Yeah, they're car guys too, but we just decided, you know, if we make some money, we make some money. If we don't make some money, we don't want to lose any money.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But we wanted to do it because it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
They had a show here for years, and one year they didn't have it. So the next year I called the fairgrounds and I said, are those guys coming back to the show? And they said, we don't know. I said, well, is a date available if they don't? And they said, yeah. I said, can I get on the list? And they said, yeah, you're the first on the list. And so they called the guys and said, we're not doing it anymore. So all of a sudden we had a car show.
Wow.
Just like that.
In 2006.
2000. Yeah, 2006. Yeah,
2006. I just did quick math there.
18
years. 6,
24, yeah. Yeah, so we had a show.
Nice.
And there's a guy named Chaz Martin. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he had a show in Tacoma that he did jackets.
Okay.
And that's where we got that idea.
Okay.
And so we didn't invent that. We won't take credit for it. But we started out with leather jackets, and we're down to not leather jackets anymore.
Yeah.
Because we used to be able to buy those for a reasonable price. Now they're $150, $200. Well, we can't do that, you know.
Well, so I love what you guys do because you're actually on the Kicking Cancer Cares radio show. It's a nonprofit I started.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to get into a cancer story in the second half of the
show.
But when I started this, one of the members of our board of directors, he said, with our organization, R&D stands for rip off and duplicate.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Take an idea, massage it a little bit, make it work for you, and you guys did.
Well, and I called Chaz. I said, we're going to start a show in Salem, and I'm going to do the jackets. I said, does that offend you? He goes, no, I'm honored.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we would have probably done it anyhow, because it's Tacoma versus Salem. There's no competition.
Right.
You know, they're up there. We're down here. And his show no longer exists, but that's beside the point. That has nothing to do with
what. So how many cars did you have that first year?
Same. About same.
So I'm seriously looking at a very impressive show, and you had something very similar this your very first year.
Yeah, we didn't have quite the front line we have today.
Okay.
because my business partner, Bob Simons, he's a the co-promoter.
Okay.
He came up with this idea of doing an Emerald Award. And if you can see there's a trophy with the eagle on it.
Yeah.
And it sits on, there's an Emerald.
And for those listeners that can't see where Bob, where Greg is pointing, as you come in, go to the left, there's a tent with a white pop-up tent, and there's a really beautiful eagle statue, and that's the one that y'all couldn't see when he was pointing at it.
Right, and if they go just a little further down, there's one that we give to the main sponsors, and they're going to share it and move it around during the year.
So just past that,
yeah.
Now again, you listeners have to keep walking with me. But just past that, there's a little tiny car. What is up with a little tiny car, Greg?
Oh, that's part of Jerry's Garage. Jerry's Garage is he owns the Copper Cadillac. A lot of people that are listening, if they're car people, they've heard of the Copper Cadillac. It was built in by Dave Kindig down in Utah, and it's been national. That's a national award winner.
So I just want to go. I got here a little early to get all set up, and you and I got to visiting. And the Copper Cadillac is the car that you told me was, we're not going to quote prices, but was really expensive to restore. Really expensive. It is an absolutely beautiful car. It really is.
There's at least, I would say most of the front row cars here are 400K builds.
Okay.
300, 400K builds.
Well, and the one right across from me is an absolutely beautiful Camaro.
69 Camaro.
And I'm seeing somebody right now taking a picture of the Emerald Award. So this is the winner. This is the Emerald Award winner.
No, that's an Emerald Award contestant. We haven't picked the Emerald Award winner yet.
Gotcha.
Now, the Copper Caddy is not involved in that.
Okay.
It would probably win hands down. You know, and Jerry Logan owns that, and Jerry's a great guy. And Jerry, he won with a different car here a couple of years ago, and we said we won the Copper Caddy, and he himself said basically he didn't want to be involved with the Emerald Award, you know, because some of the guys came in, they were kind of looking at it and go, it's not competing against you. You know?
They're like, we concede that one wins.
Well, yeah, it might not. It might not, but it probably would, because we have some really neat cars.
So how do you determine the winner? Is it by people vote?
Well, no, we have an ISCA, an ex-ISCA judge, International Show Car Association judge, who judges everything all over the country. He gets called every place to go.
Okay.
And he judges. He gets most – everybody has a certain percentage of points they get. He gets by far the most.
Okay.
I get some points. Bob judges. He gets some points. The car owners get a few points, and they judge, but they can't vote for their own car.
Oh, okay.
So when we talk to them, we tell them, don't go, if you think one's not going to win for sure, which I don't know how you could figure that out, but if let's say you say, that one's not going to win, let's all vote for that. So you may just put that in and make it a winner. So just be honest and just be honest with it. And they have a small percentage.
Yeah.
If it came down to tiebreaker, then it might affect it, but it.
So I want to shift gears on you here, because just again, when you walk into the show, guys, you're going to come to the Jackman Long Building. As you come in, to the right is that really cool car he was talking about. Directly in front of us is a blue one, but to the left of that, this is called the Mad 56. Can you tell me this is a beautiful car?
Oh, isn't that gorgeous?
It's a beautiful car.
That is a 56 out of Bedford. And it's a Nomad, so that's why I'm Mad.
Oh,
so it's a 56 Nomad, absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I drive that one home in a heartbeat.
Does that say Bel Air on the back of it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Nomad, for those that aren't, well, most people know Nomad. It's a two-door, they made 55, 56, 57s. They were the popular ones. I think they made some Nomads later, but they were four doors. I kind of lose track, but the 5, 6, and 7 are the...
What's so interesting to me as I'm looking at this thing is I was born in 63, so my parents had a car similar to this.
Uh-huh.
And it when I look at it, it looks like a station wagon, except it's only got two doors, so it's got to be a pain to get into those back seats.
Well, it's just like getting in a car with the two-door car.
Yeah. What's your favorite in here? Which one is, like, if you had to vote... Great.
Well, I do have to vote, so I'm not going to tell you what's my favorite.
Well,
what might be my favorite?
That's a fair answer.
What might be my favorite, and what might win, what I might vote for the best, might not be the same car.
Oh, okay.
Because my favorite, I'd take that Nomad home in a heartbeat.
I knew you said, but you take that one too, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pointing at the really nice car on the other side.
the Cali.
Does he drive that?
No.
Okay.
It runs. I mean, it runs. He drove it in. He pulled out the trailer and drove it, backed it up, and put it in there. So we've got that blazer is incredibly well done. It is incredibly well done. It's built by Artistic Customs out of Springfield area.
Okay.
And it's a guy owns it and lives in Minnesota. But he hasn't picked it up yet, I guess.
Okay.
It's just got just a fresh finish. Okay. Yeah, and that's incredible. They got Artistic Customs has another one, a 55 Chevy pickup at the end. That's a beautiful car. The 69 Camaro. I kind of wrote down where some of these guys were from because I can't remember. Let me.
Well, while you're digging that out, I'm looking again as you walk in and look to your right from when you walk in. There's a blue pickup.
Uh-huh.
And that looks an awful lot like a car that was one of my very first ones. My parents bought a new car, and then I got the old car, and the old car looked an awful lot like that pickup over there.
Oh, right. That's a 55 Dodge pickup, I think.
Okay, well, the only difference is I think mine was Chevy, not Dodge, but it sure looked like that car.
Yeah.
But 55 sure sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, the 55 Chevy pickup is from Springfield. The 69 Camaro here is from Oregon City.
One right in front of us.
It's more than a 69 Camaro, you guys. You got to come see this car.
You really got to see this car.
It is a high-tech, beautiful Camaro.
Yeah, and when we were getting ready for the show, I watched this guy just keeps buffing this thing down.
Oh, yeah.
Making it shine.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous car. Then we got the 56 Nomad. It's out of Medford. Then we have the 70 Dodge Challenger. It is 1,400 horsepower at the rear wheels and a dyno to almost 1,600 horsepower.
Okay. Everything you said was English, and I don't speak car language, but I know that sounds really cool. It was all English, Greg. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, and it's out of Idaho.
Okay.
And the next one's a 53 Chevy pickup, and that gentleman, he's from, Idaho.
Okay.
And he built that himself.
Wow.
He built that himself, and it is gorgeous. So here, see the jacket going by that's the jackets we started with leather sleeves and everything.
You know, it's really unfortunate that you and I keep pointing to things and the listeners can't hear us. Here's what the deal is. Come down and see what we're pointing at.
Yeah, no kidding. And then we go down a little further. We have a 60 Edsel.
Okay.
And that 60 Edsel was built by a gentleman that has, see the little red. They can't see it, but when you come into the building, go to the right. At the end is a little red 34 Ford Coupe. He built that car. He sold it to the guy that owns it now, and he entered it in the Emerald contest.
Wow.
And then next, I think we have a 70 Ford pickup. It's out of the Portland area.
Okay.
And I think the 53 is out of Idaho, so it is, yeah. And then the 53 Ford or the 70 Ford pickup is long bed. It's incredible. Incredible truck. And then we have a Pantera built by Finn's Auto Restoration, who is also a longtime vendor at our show. And
years ago, and I won't. Well, it was. I was much younger.
I was younger when I got here this morning than now.
I agree. No, I had a chance to actually take a ride in a Pantera. A friend of mine owned one, and he said, "Do you want to go for a ride?" I said, "Sure." And I didn't realize how the power that car had.
Oh yeah.
And we were. We were at a golf course. It was one of the courses, and we got to the tee box, not on the course. We're on the street, right? But from the tee box to the green took us about 2 seconds. I had never felt that much torque as it took off. I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. I need to, if you give me a minute, I want to talk to some about our great sponsors.
Yes, please do.
Weston GMC Kia a Buick out of Gresham is our big sponsor, and Jan Weston's the one around here, but he has the red GTO with the really pretty paint over here.
And I see his license plate on the front of it.
Yeah. And then he has a Kia car for sale, a brand new Kia SUV. And he's great. I bought my car for my business partner, bought several cars for him. We sent several people to him. Weston Kia is fantastic.
That's awesome.
Absolutely fantastic.
Now, is that your main sponsor?
That's our biggest sponsor, yeah. And then Jerry's Garage, who is the Cup Caddy.
Okay.
He has a collection of cars, I think over 100 cars up in the Estacada area.
Okay.
And he's a great guy. He's really into helping out and everything. We got O'Reilly's Auto Parts and Les Schwab Tire. Help us out. Hillier's Tire and Wheel competitors, but you know they have kind of a different trade, you know.
Okay.
Cascade Nut and Bolt, and I'll forget a couple, but so it's Bob Simon's Insurance Garage. He's my business partner for the show.
And I think that's his pop up tent with the white on top of it.
Right. Which coming left, and they can get you some good car insurance on these cars and stuff. Yeah. I use him for all my cars and stuff, and and he has a lot of customers that are here at the show.
Now, I don't want to take away from your sponsor.
No, I'm kind of done with that.
Directly in front of me is a Kenworth, but doesn't look like the normal semis. Yeah. I see. What's the story with this Kenworth?
I don't know if I know the whole story, but it's like a 3/4 size.
Yeah, it's definitely a full size.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know exactly how that came out. My business partner kind of hooked that up with that one, but yeah, I think I built it and just cut it down.
Now, right in front of that one is a yellow and white. Again, no one can see us pointing, so you need to come down. Once again, we're at the Jackman Long Building. We're right down here at the State Fairgrounds, and you said it's $15 to get in.
For adults, and then through age 15, free. And then on Sunday tomorrow, the ladies get in for $5.
So very inexpensive to see some really cool cars. But right in front of that Kenworth is a yellow and white, and I don't even know what that is.
I think it's a 46 or 7 Ford. Okay. Okay. And that guy came all the way up from Pleasanton, California.
Wow.
Drove up day before yesterday and Thursday through that snow and stuff.
Yeah.
Some of these guys got shut down on the freeway for 2 hours till the snow cleared.
Yeah.
And these guys came. We've got 5 or 6 from California, 2 or 3 from Idaho, 1 from British Columbia.
Wow. Guys are a big deal.
Well, I guess. I don't think we're that big
deal. They're coming from all over the place to see you.
But the key here is you won't see these cars next year here.
Whole new set of cars next year.
Yeah. We have about 4 years ago, we bring a few back.
Okay.
This year, I think we have 3 or 4 back, and everything else is new. It has never been here before.
Now, I think that's really important for the listeners to realize that if you've been to this show in the past, you're not going to see the same things come out again.
You know, that's an interesting story in the fact that when we first started, some of the locals were kind of upset that we wouldn't let them bring their cars to the show. Okay. So we said, everybody's seen your cars.
Yeah.
We said, we love your cars, but you guys are great. And we were kind of a little bit on blackballed at first. Well, we're not going to go to the show. Okay, if you don't go to the show. And then the word kind of got out. You should have been there.
You should have been there.
We've never seen these cars before. And then they kind of figured it out. And then we don't have, you know, that's all patched over. But and we weren't slighting them. But if you see the car all summer long at 3 or 4 different car shows, do you want to come pay $15? Well, it was 10 back then probably, or 12. Would you want to? I think it was 12 when we started. We're only up to 15, so we're trying to keep it low.
Over 18 years.
Yeah, and so
you're better than price of milk.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, nobody comes. We do it like price of milk. It'd be $50. But you don't want to come see the same cars you see all cruising around.
No.
People come in here and they go, I've never seen any of these. You know, someone around. You know, but. Yeah, most of them aren't.
Yeah. So once again, we only have a few more minutes before the commercial break, but we want to give one more plug. I'm sitting here with Greg Roach. He's the promoter for the Salem Roadster Show. We are down at the Jackman Long Building, and it's $15 to come in, free up to age 15 today. For those ladies, it's $5 off tomorrow.
On Sunday only, yeah.
On Sunday only, $5 off tomorrow. And there's just so many absolutely beautiful cars. In our last couple minutes, Greg, any other thoughts you want to add in here?
Well, I think you won't be disappointed. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. This may be our – I hardly ever say this. I really do. I don't say this every year. But some people say, oh, this is your best one ever. And I say, no, I don't think so. I think this might be it.
No, this is – I'm impressed.
This might be it. I think
I'm
this
impressed.
Might be it. Our front row is killer.
It really is. I mean, as soon as you walk through the door, these first three cars in front of me are just amazing looking, and then I just keep looking back with more and more really cool cars.
Yeah, yeah. I think at that, and we treat everybody, all our car owners, we treat them right. Like, say, they walk away with a nice jacket and embroidered jacket, and that's kind of the deal. But people say, oh, I get to go to your show, and I said, well, we're nobody special. And they said, I said, but you're the special one because we're picky, but we're not big names. Nobody knows our names around the country. Oh, the Greg Roach and Bob Simons do that show. They don't know who the hell we are. That's all right.
That's okay. You know,
that's not a big deal, you know. But we're picky, and that's what the big deal is.
Yeah.
The big deal is we're real picky. And
but you have no problem filling this place up.
No, we don't.
No, you don't have problems filling up.
We had 10 on a waiting list.
Wow.
10
wow.
or 12 on the waiting list. We called a couple of last minute, 3 at the last minute because of the snow and ice, the snow coming up, and we had some late cancellations. We had a list of local people that wanted to come, and we filled it right at the end.
Well, again, this is normally the Kicking Cancer Cares show. We're a little different today because of the Roadster show, but we just want to really give a big shout out to Oddmo's Pizza. This is our 97th show with the Kicking Cancer Cares radio show. Mike Sublett came in right there at the start. He's been sponsoring this show from day number one. And it is a little cold outside, so don't be afraid to come to the Roadster show, check it all out, then over to Oddmo's and grab yourself some pizza for the evening. And I think we're running really close on time. But the one thing I do want to say is I am just seriously impressed. I hope that we can come back again next year.
You will. You will. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
You bet. All right. Bye. And then at this point, I'm not hearing music because we're live, but I'm assuming that we're going to go to a commercial break here really soon, and we'll see you all in about 3 or 4 minutes.